WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The CDC commissioner says at least four CDC buildings at headquarters in Atlanta were hit by gunfire in Friday's shooting. Authorities have now identified the shooter as a 30-year-old from suburban Atlanta, but they've not commented on a motive. Meanwhile, the remembrances are beginning for police officer David Rose, who was killed in that shooting.
He was committed to serving the community. At this time, we're asking for the community's prayers for his family, his friends, his loved ones, and the entire DeKalb County Police Department family.
That's DeKalb County Interim Police Chief Greg Pedrick. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on social media he's been speaking with world leaders today. He will not be speaking at Friday's meeting between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin. That'll take place in Alaska. Zelensky's rejected President Trump's suggestion that both sides might give up territory as part of a peace agreement. This is ABC News. A new study found that kids in the U.S. are getting a majority of their calories from ultra-processed foods. ABC's Ike Ejachi has more.
UPFs are factory-made with added sugars, salts, fats, and ingredients such as preservatives or artificial colors not typically used in home cooking. Now, these foods often come in ready-to-eat packages, and while convenient, they can lead to weight gain, increased risk of heart disease and diabetes, and can affect mood and mental health.
William Webster died. The former judge is the only person in history to serve as director of the FBI and director of the CIA. He served in the CIA role until September of 1991. He was 101. And astronaut Jim Lovells died at 97. He was commander of the Apollo 13 mission when it suffered an explosion in space and safely returned to Earth. He was portrayed by Tom Hanks in a 1995 movie. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
We're currently at an overcast 86 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for mostly cloudy, warm, and humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could get strong or severe. Highs reaching in the mid-80s. Occasional showers and thunderstorms continue tonight, with heavy rain possible. Lows dropping to around 67. On Sunday, expect mainly cloudy skies with areas of showers and thunderstorms continuing, more widespread with highs reaching around 83. Rain tapering off Sunday night, lows dropping to around 65. For your Monday forecast, mixed skies with a 30% chance of showers, highs reaching around 82. After a morning's low of 73 degrees, we're again currently at an overcast 86 degrees in Richland Center.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Saturday, August 9th. Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A 4-year-old in South Central Wisconsin has died in an accident involving farm equipment. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, the child fell from a piece of equipment Wednesday evening at a farm in the town of Marcellin. The child was already dead from severe injuries by the time first responders arrived on scene. A statement from the sheriff's office called the accident a tragic incident for all involved. It was hot and humid, but that didn't keep the community from coming together at the 22nd annual Walk with Grace last night at Kreska Park in Richland Center. Many attended to celebrate and honor those who have and are battling cancer, and to remember those who are no longer with us but are not forgotten. By the time things wrapped up last night, it was announced that this year's preliminary total raised was $371,534.17. The evening also included the drawing for the winner of the 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at $24,185. The winner was Dan Biba. The first two names in the annual calendar raffle drawing, with each receiving $1,000, was also held. The two winners were Patty Labansky of Richland Center on ticket number 1712 and Nancy McCauley of Richland Center on ticket number 3835. Today's winners of $50 each are Shirley Gokenauer on ticket number 2850 and Aaron Radar of the Sheboygan Falls on ticket number 2958. Drawings will continue daily through August 31st, with winners announced daily during our News at Noon and 5 o'clock news on WRCO. After all the hard work of the citizens of the greater Richland County area, sales of luminaries and raffle tickets, and many auctions and raffles, and the many donations collected, this year's Walk with Grace preliminary total, as of last night, is $371,534.17. If anyone would still like to make a donation to this year's Walk with Grace, money collected through the end of August will be added to this year's total. Donations may be dropped off at Richland County Bank or mailed to Grace, P.O. Box 213, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. Donations can also be made online at walkwithgrace.com. Over the last few days, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office has taken several calls regarding a person fraudulently claiming to be from its office. The caller will identify themselves using the names of staff members who do actual work for the department. The caller may state you have fines and need to be paid, and to contact the office or a warrant will be put out for your arrest. Other times, the caller will tell you to stay on the line and drive to the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. They may also tell you to call in to the department and ask for a specific deputy. So far, the caller has not asked for any money to be sent to them, which is how the scam usually works. If you receive a call like this, don't ever send money. Any citations issued through the Sauk County Sheriff's Department are always paid directly through the Clerk of Court's office. The department would never ask you to get gift cards, a money order, or any other form of payment and send it to a specific person. The department also does not call people and tell them they have a warrant. If you get a call and you are unsure whether it is real or not, feel free to call the Sauk County Dispatch Center at 608-356-4895 to verify the information you received is correct. If you can get a phone number or name from the person calling, that would also be helpful. WRCO News Time is 12:10.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Scammers try just about anything to steal personal information and money from consumers and businesses. When something is a hot topic in the news, they may use that when targeting someone. Recently, scammers have been using fake tariffs to target their victims. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Well, they have been in the news lately, and these tariff conversations are real and legitimate, and recent activity has provided scammers with this new opportunity to target consumers and businesses with fake messages and payment requests. And we've seen that throughout time, and especially during COVID when information was changing.
When a fake tariff scam happens, the scammer will pretend to be an individual or company that charges actual tariffs.
By impersonating a government agency, a shipping delivery company, an importer, scammers may contact consumers and small businesses with a claim that they must pay a tariff or provide private information before a product they bought can be delivered. Now, if the consumer provides their personal or payment information, they could lose their money and be at risk of identity theft.
Michelle Reinen says that fake tariff scams can be like other scams used to fool consumers.
We've talked in the past about shipping and delivery scams and fake toll fee scams. We anticipate these fake tariff scams are going to be very similar. Be aware of unpaid tariff text messages, emails, and phone calls, and avoid opening any links or attachments.
If you suspect or are a victim of a scam, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Come one, come all to North Park in Richland Center for the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partner. The two-day event gets underway tomorrow morning. Skeeter the Clown is with C&M Circus.
We want to invite everybody out Sunday morning at 9:30 to watch us raise the big top up, then stay for the free tour that you get a backseat tour of the circus as everything is getting ready for the day. Plus, you get to meet our Lions and Tigers circus morning, and that's all free at 9:30. Then we have two performances on Sunday. The first one is at 2 and the other at 4:30, and then the Monday shows are 5 and 7:30.
C&M Circus has been to Richland Center in the past, but will feature some new attractions.
We have lots of new things for you. If you saw us 2 years ago when we were here, we have a strong woman on the show this year. She actually participates in the Strong Man, Strong Women competitions here in North America. Then we also have a fire eater on the show this year. We have a guy who juggles with his feet. And then we have Nelson. If you haven't heard about Nelson, Nelson, by the time he gets here, will be a little over 8 months old. He is our lion cub. We are the only circus in America traveling with two male lions. Now, Wendell, who you would have met 2 years ago, now is 4 years old and weighs about 450 pounds. Both of them, when they're fully grown, will be 5 years old and they'll be over 500 pounds. But Nelson, only being a little over 8 months, he already weighs 125, probably almost 130 pounds now.
Other new acts include aerialist extraordinaire Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil duo on the tightrope and Wheel of Destiny, and everyone's favorite circus clown, Leo Action.
He is one of the very last clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2.5 car. Now, I think he does a surfing gag this year. He does a rollerball gag. I think he does a... Oh, he has so many of them that I can't keep up with them anymore.
1 hour before each performance, the Midway opens, featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting, concession stand, and the box office opens. Advance ticket prices are $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. They can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. A higher percentage of money from advance ticket sales goes back to the community. You'll also save money and can skip the lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults and $9 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. Bring the whole family for great fun at the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and again Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park in Richland Center. Find out more about this year's show at cmcircus.com or on Facebook. It's your last weekend to check out the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is closing out with a bang today. Leonard Skinner will take the stage tonight. As always, you'll have your chance to get your cream puffs and check out the exhibits before the close on Sunday. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
We're taking a quick pause in our news to report that the National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Vernon County. At 12:05, a severe thunderstorm was located near Cashton, or 14 miles northeast of Viroqua, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazard of 60 miles per hour wind gusts were reported. A source at 12:03, law enforcement reported multiple trees down near Westby. Impact includes damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Elroy and Hillsboro around 12:25 this afternoon. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Rockton, Oil City, Wildcat Mountain State Park, Barton's Corners, Union Center, Johnson Hill, and Glendale. Again, the National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Vernon County. This also includes southwestern Juneau County and southeastern Monroe County. That's in effect until 12:45 this afternoon.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Today is Saturday, August 9th. Donald Bartlett, 68 of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held today at 5 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 3 until the time of the service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett is survived by his wife, Deborah, two children, Rachel and Jeff Beadle, and Josh and Tori Barrett. Four grandchildren, his mother, Deatrice Coleman, brother Dennis Barrett, and sister Wanda and Bob Chalkin, along with other relatives and friends. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Luke Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Church or St. Luke's School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Joseph Wonkerl is survived by his wife, Lucille, five children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Joe Husum of Plain, and Mary and Mark Peck of Spring Green. Son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Arizona, along with six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, a brother, Anthony Wonkerl of Sauk City, sister Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, sisters-in-law, Irene and Don Rags, and Doris and Bob Hayes, along with other relatives and friends. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muskoday, died August 1st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muskoday. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muskoday on Monday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. For James Lewis, 91, of Muskoday. James E. Jim Gruber, 89, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly on Thursday. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of the mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jim Gruber is survived by his wife, Jo, a son, John Gruber of Spring Green, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. James E. Jim Gruber, 89, of Spring Green. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muskoday, died on Sunday. A celebration of life and luncheon will be held on Saturday, September 6th, at noon at Victoria Riverside Park Chamber Shelter in Muskoday. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Juan Franklin is survived by two sons, Juan Franklin and Tom Eckhart, stepson Raymond LaGrange, five daughters, Leanna and Franklin Higgins, Elizabeth Larson, Rosalind Barr, Ashley and Franklin Strike, and Amber Franklin, along with the 17 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces, nephews, and friends. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muskoday.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet. Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Saturday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, we are carefully watching a huge area of rain and thunderstorms, which extends from southwestern Iowa up through eastern Minnesota, much of west central through northern Wisconsin, all the way to northern Lake Superior. There's been some very heavy rain totals so far because of the very slow movement of the system, as much as 3 to 4 inches reported between La Crosse and Eau Claire, stretching up into parts of central Wisconsin. And because of this very moist air mass and the slow-moving front, we have more flood issues potentially over the next 36 hours. A flood watch posted from much of southwest through east-central Wisconsin. Around here, it runs until early Monday morning, so definitely keep an eye on the situation. If you're in a flood-prone location near small streams and lowland areas, or if you'll be traveling, definitely make note of any water over roadways. Otherwise, besides the occasional rain, temperatures will stay a little bit on the warm and humid side, really for the foreseeable future, with nothing to shove this tropical air mass away. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy, warm and sticky, with scattered showers and thunderstorms in spots. Some could get strong or severe. Temperatures topping out mostly in the middle 80s, south wind 10 to 18. Occasional showers and storms tonight, heavy rain possible early, low at 67. Tomorrow mainly cloudy with areas of showers and storms, more widespread late, high about 83. South-southwest wind up to 10. Sunday night the rain diminishing, low in the mid-60s. Monday a mix of clouds and sun, 30% chance of a couple of showers, high at 82. Tuesday partly sunny, isolated showers are possible, low 64 with a high of 83. Wednesday partly sunny, slight chance of a shower, high 84. And Thursday rather warm with a mix of sun and clouds, high 87. Friday's high all the way up to 89. You be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:45 for northeastern Vernon County, along with southwestern Juneau and southeastern Monroe counties. At 12:21, a severe thunderstorm was located near Hillsboro, or about 18 miles west of Mauston, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards of up to 60 mile per hour wind gusts are possible. The source is radar indicated and expected damage to roofs, siding, and trees is possible. The severe storm is
currently leaving the Elroy Hillsboro area. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Barton's Corners, Union Center, Johnson Hill, Glendale, White City, Bender's Corners, and Tripville. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:45 for northeastern Vernon County. In Richland Center, we're currently at a cloudy 83 degrees. We have a wind speed averaging about 7 miles per hour out of the northeast. Barometer reading of 20.85, and so far have not received any precipitation. Our yesterday's high reached 90 degrees. Our morning's low was 73. We had a record high in 1944 of 97 degrees, record low in 1962 of 44 degrees. Last year's high reached 70 with a low of 53. The sun will set today at 8:13 and rise tomorrow at 6:01. Again, in Richland Center, we're currently at a cloudy 83 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop. That's because your Macy's store has back-to-school essentials at incredible prices, like complete looks from Epic Threads, Levi's, and Abercrombie Kids, character outfits from Hello Kitty, Mickey, and Minnie Mouse, plus backpacks from JanSport and High Sierra. The best part? Get it all for 25 to 50% off. That's right, up to half off. But hurry in. These back-to-school deals end Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
And before we get into Saturdays with Simo, a reminder, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Vernon County until 1245. And that's because at 1221, a severe thunderstorm was located near Hillsboro or 18 miles west of Mauston, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Expect damage to roofs and sidings and trees because of a 60 mile per hour wind gust. And so once again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Vernon County until 12:45.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday, it's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors: Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
Just one voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice singing in the darkness.
Facing the unknown, and then that one.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Starting things off with a little bit of Barry Manilow and One Voice from 1979, title track of his album of the same name. Great, great overlaying of his own voice for that recording. How's everyone doing today on this Saturday afternoon? We've got some great tunes coming up for you today to keep you entertained as part of our Retro Saturday. We next go to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes with Wake Up, Everybody.
No more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Come on now.
Wake up, everybody! Well, you see, we need wake up, everybody. We
Come
need
on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. All you teachers start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the babies.
They're the one who's coming out.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say run, sweet lovely run, things to him, and tell him he's the one. Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, cause it's easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I would die for him, and tell him. Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a reeling, yet it's easier said than done. Well, I know that I love him so, but I'm afraid that he'll never know. Because I get so timid and shy
each time that I look him in the eye.
They all tell me, sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him.
Tell him.
Six with Easier Said Than Done. All right, it's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors for our first commercial break today. Thank you very much to each of the sponsors of this show. That would include Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Mastodon Records, WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Thanks to each of the sponsors of today's program. And after we hear from them, we will return and hear a little bit of Jethro Tull.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. There's always family here.
Do not be afraid. We're here for you. You're not alone. This is how we make our residents at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living find comfort and peace when they are ill or in pain, when they long for their family, when they feel their days are numbered. Harvest Guest Home caregivers become part of its residents' family, a gentle touch, a whispered prayer. The familiar voice of our caregivers brings hope to our residents who are temporarily in the hospital or rehab facility when they visit. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a sanctuary for the restless spirit, a joyful place for the lonely heart, a place like no other in our community. Call us at 608-647-8205.
And this information to pass along, that severe thunderstorm warning that was issued for northeastern Vernon County has expired. And a reminder, there is that flood watch from later this afternoon through early Monday morning for the entire WRCO listening area, except for Vernon County.
Retro Saturday sounds great however you listen, on air, online, or with the free Civic Media app. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join us anytime.
written and recorded and released in the United Kingdom in 1969. That was Jethro Tull with Living in the Past, a song that was written by Ian Anderson. He claimed he wrote it in about an hour sitting in a hotel room while he was doing an East Coast tour in 1969. He was in Boston at the time that he wrote that unusual song, in that it's in 5/4 time, so kind of tough to dance to. That being said, still a great tune. Wasn't released in the United States until 1972, and by that point it had been redubbed. The flute part had been covered by organ instead of that original great flute solo, but yeah, cool stuff. Reached number 3 in the UK in 1969, reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. 3 years later, in 1972. Nope, that will not be on the quiz. Here's some Johnny Mathis, A Certain Smile.
A certain smile, a certain face, can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance certain smile to haunt your heart again.
Beside me at the wheel, I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go.
Riding particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Chuck Berry with No Particular Place to Go, talking about his frustrations at being unable to unlock his girlfriend's seatbelt on their date. All right, you know what? It's 1 o'clock, so we need to break for station identification. We will do that real briefly and come back to the 1970s with a little bit of War. They're going to be singing Low Rye